You know, this season is a very special season. And for many of us, it started a few weeks ago with Thanksgiving.
今天是一年当中非常特别的一个季节。那这个季节呢，可能在几个礼拜之前就已经开始了。As
Christians, we realize we should be thankful every day, but this was a special day to observe thankfulness to God, who gives us all good things.
身为基督徒，我们都知道，我们每天都应当感恩，但这是一个特别的这个日子，我们要来感谢神。
But how does much of the world look at Thanksgiving? Some say, I'm so thankful, but you may ask, who are you giving thanks to?
这个世界呢，我们现在来看看这个世界，有很多的这个感恩可以说的。那有当我们来问，有哪些可以感恩的呢？那有些人会讲，好像没有太多可以来感恩的。
They will likely look at you kind of strange. Some would say the saddest thing about a self-made man that doesn't believe in a creator is that he only has himself to thank.
有些人呢，会当你问这个问题的时候呢，有些人会给你一种异样的眼光。那有些人呢，会讲一个很悲伤的一件事情，就是说，这个人只感谢他自己。 因为他不相信这个神。
What comes to many people's mind on Thanksgiving is maybe how much food can I eat, or with many, how many good deals can I find on Black Friday?
当这个感恩节到来的时候呢，大部分的人想可能是，我们有什么好东西可以，有什么好食物可以来享用，或者说是，我们的准备要买一些什么东西了。
So when this time rolls around each year, all we see are parades and sales commercials.
在这段季节里面，我们看到了很多的这个游行，很多的这个广告，都是打着这个借着这个圣诞节的旗号来打广告。
Then comes the season of Christmas or Advent, which in many Christian churches is a time of expectant waiting and preparation for the celebration of the birth of Christ.
在这个圣诞节的季节，或者说是耶稣降临节这段时间呢，很多的这个基督教会呢，是用这段时间来准备好，我们可以来预备迎接耶稣主耶稣基督的降临。The
formal practice is to light four different candles each Sunday that represent hope, love, joy, and peace.
比较正式的这个传统呢，是在每个礼拜天呢点燃了四支不同的这个蜡烛呢，那代表着希望、爱、喜乐和平安。That
season began last Sunday, and I'm not surprised if you haven't been hearing about it outside of the church.
这个耶稣降临节呢，是在从上个星期天就开始了。我不会觉得这个奇怪，如果你在教会以外呢，你没有看到这样一个庆祝。Pastor
Gary brought us a good message last Sunday to start thinking about the season with its message of the light of Jesus, a great light shining in the darkness.
上周呢，赵牧师呢给我们一个 很正确、很好的一个开头呢，他的讯息讲到了说，耶稣就是这个世界的真光，他是那个大光，在黑暗里照耀的这个真光。And
that's really a good image to carry with us through the entire season of Christmas.
这是一个很好的一幅的这个图画，来帮助我们来度过这整个的这个耶稣降临的这个季节。
But we were also reminded not all bright lights are alike.
但是赵牧师也同时提醒我们呢，并不是所有的光都是一样的。
in the Old Testament and New Testament, it tells us that Satan disguises himself as a bright light for the purpose of drawing us away from God.
在旧约和新约里头呢，也告诉我们，即使是这个撒旦魔鬼呢，他也会化作光明的天使，目的呢，就是要把我们从神的这个注目里面把拉走。
But we have God's word that guides us to see the true light at this time.
但是感谢主，我们有神的话语呢，帮助我们来把我们的眼光定睛在这个真光上面。
So we look at the Bible's take on this event, and we see with the traveling wise men and the shepherds in the field, this was a time of worship.
当我们看到圣经上里头记载主耶稣降临的时候呢，由从远道而来的这个博士和这个低层的这个牧羊人呢，因为这是一个属于来敬拜神的这个一个季节。
That's why I've given this message the simple title, Christmas is for worship. Most of you know that, but it seems beneficial that we continue to remind ourselves of it.
所以今天我给我自己的这个讲主题呢，讲题呢定了一个很简单的一个题目，也就是圣诞节是用来敬拜神的。
Why?
你们大部分当中呢，你们都可以这个得到这个好处，来提醒我们自己，这几个节日的主人是主耶稣基督。
Why? Because in my opinion, there is and there will continue to be a world set on distracting believers and others from keeping their eyes fixed on that light Isaiah talked about hundreds of years before he came.
为什么呢？我的理由很简单。因为这个世界会一直继续不断的来把信徒呢从神的这个定睛在神的这个眼光里面呢，把我们的这个注意力拉走特别是不希望我们把我们定睛在这个以赛亚他已经预言几百年以后会来的这位真光。
But what do you see on TV and everywhere you go during the season?
当我们在这段期间的时候呢，我们看到处呢，都这个电视上呢，到处都是怎么样的事情呢？
I think you see a world that wants to change your thinking, to control your thinking, so that when the topic of Christmas comes up, what's the first thing you think of? Santa Claus? Snow? A tree of bright lights? Gifts under the tree?
这个当我们看到这个世上呢他想要把我们的这个思想从神的身上带走的时候呢，他让我们在这个圣诞的季节，一想到这个圣诞的季节，想到的是什么事呢？是圣诞是雪吗？是圣诞老人吗？还是挂满了这个圣诞灯的这个树呢？还是说在这个圣诞树下面的这些礼物呢？
You hardly ever see a nativity scene of Joseph, Mary, and the newborn Jesus, at least not in the public, since the world tries to make that illegal.
你很难在公共的场合再看到主耶稣降生的这个场景，有这个约瑟，有玛丽，还有这个新生婴儿，这个主耶稣基督。那因为这个世上呢，他不允许我们在公共的场合来有这些的这个场景。
So today I want to remind you that Christmas is the time to worship and to recognize that Jesus is the reason for the season and all the seasons for that matter.
所以今天呢，我很高兴再次的提醒大家呢，主耶稣是这个圣诞季节的这个中心。
Now, not all the other reasons people give for this season are so bad.
并不是所有的这个理由呢，这个庆祝圣诞节的理由呢，都不好。
The author of the book out this year, Rescuing Christmas, asked, "What brings you joy?"
在 在今年有一本出了一本新书呢，叫做抢救圣诞节就是 Why bring you joy 就是提醒我们说为什么圣诞节会带给我们欢乐。
Some would say presents bring them joy, others food, and still others family.
有些人会讲说呢，礼物会带给我快乐，这个美好的这个可口的食物也会给我带来快乐，或者是仍然很多人讲说，哎，家人团聚在一起会给我很大的快乐。
And those things aren't bad unless they come before the Lord of the universe coming to earth in the form of a man to exhibit his amazing love for us.
这些事情不是不好，但是一旦这些事情在主耶稣基督把我们把它放在主耶稣基督之前呢，那就不好，是因为主耶稣基督是他带给我们这个让我们能够享受他的这些奇异的这个恩典。
So I think we have to make sure we don't let the world steal the worship of Christmas from us. And as since it seems it will continue to try to do that, this author thinks that we may need to try to rescue it for that purpose.
我想在这里让大家确认大家呢不要让这个世界呢把这个圣诞节的这个真谛呢这个从主耶稣身上来夺走，这也就是为什么这位作者他要提醒我们要来抢救这个圣诞节的原因。
So let's look together at a way we can navigate through all the distractions the world throws at us and focus on Christmas being a time of worship. In fact, a time when salvation came down to us from heaven.
所以让我们来看一看这世界把什么样的这个东西呢来把我们的吸引力来夺走，那也让我们呢能够再一次的来专注在圣诞节呢是来这个朝见神的。
You may think this is an odd verse to do that, but let's look together at Romans 12:1-2.
让我们一起来读罗马书12章第一节到第二节。
Therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will.
在罗马书第十二章第一节第一到第二节这么说道，所以弟兄们，我以上帝的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是上帝所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。不要效法这世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为上帝的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
Let's pray.
让我们低头做祷告。
Father, what I have to say about these matters is not worth much at all. But I pray as we look to your word that it does speak to us, that it tells us how we should be looking to you, how we should worship, how we should let you transform our lives. So let us pray that as we look at this topic of Christmas, that we apply the scripture to this time. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, verse 1, in view of God's mercy, that's important, offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship.
在让我们看这个第一节这边讲到神的这个恩典呢要我们把这身体献上当作活祭是圣洁可喜悦的，神所喜悦的，这就是真正的这个意义，真正敬拜的意义，而且也是适当的。
So I'm going to say God's loving mercy should be what is moving us most at this time of year.
神的这个恩典呢，特别是在每年这个季节呢，会特别的感动我们。
His unfailing mercy has been explained in Paul's comments in the preceding 11 chapters of Romans, ending with that clear statement that he is to receive all worship for his merciful love.
神的这个永不止息的这个恩典呢，在保罗从在罗马书里头第一章到第十一章讲得非常的这个清楚，也有了这么一个结论，就是我们都是万有都是本于他，依靠他，归于他，我们也应该把这个荣耀来归给他了。
So remember, the plan of salvation that Paul has explained makes it clear it's not been dependent upon human merit or efforts, but solely by the mercy of God.
神的这个救赎呢，保罗已经解释得非常的清楚了，不是因为人的这个好品德或者是努力的这个成果，而是完全的单因为神的这个恩典。
So when we recognize Jesus' coming acts out that mercy, we should be moved to worship him. And we can cheerfully saying, O come let us adore him, Christ the King.
所以当我们了解到耶稣基督的这个降生是为我们而来的时候呢，那我们应该从内心里面被感动而来敬拜他，那我们很高兴，我们会从心里面很高兴的唱这个来这个崇拜他因为他是这个新生王。
Now Paul goes on to explain what our true and proper worship should look like. This verse says we should sacrifice our lives to him, which only makes reasonable sense.
保罗呢，更进一步呢，再来解释我们的这个真正的这个这个敬拜呢，应该是怎么样？这里讲到说呢，我们要把我们的身体献上，当作活祭，这当然是理所当然的。
A woman once asked a pastor the question, what does a living sacrifice of our lives look like? Holding up a sheet of paper, the pastor said, it's like a blank sheet of paper that you sign your name to the bottom and then let God fill his will in wherever he may fill it in.
有一个女人呢，来到一位牧师的面前呢，问这个牧师，怎么样才是把我们的这个生命来当作活祭来献给神呢？这个牧师呢，拿出了一张空白的这个契约书呢，他说：“你只要把你的名字，只要在这个空白的契约书底下呢，签上你的名字呢，那这当中的这个内容呢，由神来填，这就是把我们献上当作活祭了。”
Now most of us recognize the sacrifice in the Old Testament was an offering made as an atonement for sin, or any offering made to serve him was an expression of thanksgiving and worship.
在旧约里头呢，我们讲到这个献祭呢，是一种来赎罪的一个表征。那任何一个牺牲品呢，在他面前呢，都是表在神面前呢，都是感谢主来，而且来敬拜他的。
So let's contrast between the sacrifice mentioned here and the animals which were placed lifeless on the altar.
让我在这里呢有一个强烈的对比，就是一个献上的活祭呢，跟一个在了无毫无生没有生命的这个祭物呢，在这个祭坛上的这个祭物呢，是有两样的。
As we're believers, we're to offer a sacrifice that continues on in our life.
当做一个这个信徒呢，我们把我们这个还活着的这个活祭呢，我们的生命线上呢，是一直持续不断的。
Ours is to be a living or perpetual sacrifice, that's never taken off the altar. It's left there.
一个活祭或者一个 永远的这个献祭呢，是不会从这个祭坛上被取走的。
So what this probably looks like is maybe that we devote the passionate and active energies of our bodies to serving God's people and reaching the world with His love and the gospel.
所以在这里呢，献上活祭的意思呢，也可以说是把我们自己热切的主动的这个生命呢，来献身体和这个灵魂呢，来献给神，来服侍神。
However, the living sacrifice of the body to God is not just an outward act like the sacrifice on an altar, but an act of the mind, a reasonable service which is governed by sound reasoning.
这个活祭身献上身当做把身体献上当做回活祭献给神呢，并不是一种外在的这个表象而已，不像说在祭坛上面的这些祭物呢，但是而是一种思想的这个活动，或者说是呢在这个合理的服侍这个背后呢，是有很真实的这个理由的。
It's to be the type of serving that's acceptable to God, not one that we invent ourselves. It doesn't mean walking upstairs on our hands and knees or seeking persecution and trials.
神所悦纳的这个服侍呢，不是人可以。不是人可以来创造的，也并换句话说呢，并不是说当我们爬楼梯的时候用五体投地那种方式或者说是呢我们来鞭打我们自己的身体，来苦待我们的自己，可以来取悦神的。
It's just to do what God requires of us, and that what is acceptable to God.
所以这个服侍神呢，是神喜悦我们去做的，而且是神所悦纳的。
So Micah 6:8 speaks to that. O people, the Lord has told you what is good, and this is what He requires of you: to do what's right, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with God.
在旧约弥迦书第六章第八节这么讲到说：世人啊，耶和华已经指示你何为善。他向你所要的是什么呢？只要你行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与你的上帝同行。
Also, our service should be one that's voluntarily and not something that is done against our will. We have to.
而且我们把我们自己献给神呢，是我们甘心乐意的。
So to do this, you need to make sure you do not conform to the pattern of the world.
要把我们自己当作活祭呢，我们就要确定我们自己不效法这世界。
Evidently, Paul thought, and I would agree, we need to make sure we're not letting the world have such a strong influence on our lives and conforming us to its way.
在很显然的，保罗认为呢，而且我也深有同感呢，我们要确定呢，我们不会让这个世界有这么强的这个对我们生命有这么强的影响力，那让我们来采用这个世界的这个样式来做。
Now I'm using Christmas as an example because it's so obvious how Christ is taken out of the Christ mess, okay, to be replaced with things supposedly good in a worldly sense.
我用这个圣诞节的这个来做一个例子呢，大家是比较能了解为什么讲说这个世界呢，把圣诞节的这个真谛呢拿走了，而取而代之呢，用这个世俗上的一些好像是好的事情。
So let's all be generous, kind, and talk about peace on earth.Without talking about the one that really brought that inner peace to all who would believe he died on the cross for the forgiveness of their sins.
当我们没有把这一切这个慷慨仁慈还有希望这个和平呢在主耶稣基督里面讲到这些的时候呢这些世俗的这个看法呢只不过是会把我们带离了它的真正的意义。
I want this to be clear. When Paul speaks here of the world, he is speaking of its wickedness. Now some will say, oh, it's not wicked. It's about the good things like the ones you just mentioned.
当保罗在这里所讲的这个世界呢，好，他是讲的这些世界的这个恶行啊，有一些人也许不会同意，反而会说这些事情刚刚讲的这些仁慈、慷慨或者希望这个和平，好像都不是坏事。
Remember, Paul is talking to the church.And he would say, no, it's primarily about robbing God of his right to be worshipped. As he mentioned in Romans 1, it's about those who really know there's a God, but refuse to give him thanks and worship.
保罗在这里所讲的是呢，我们把抢夺了这个神所当有的荣耀，在罗马书第一章这边讲到说呢，保罗是对那些知道神但是却不愿意把感谢或者不愿意来敬拜神的人。
Make no mistake about it. The spirit of the world is opposed to that of Christ. But the Bible tells us those who receive Christ no longer have the spirit of the world, but have the spirit of which is of God, so we know the things come from Him.
你要相信这世界的灵呢是跟神的灵基督的灵是敌对的，而且圣经上也告诉我们，我们一旦接受了这个基督的灵呢，我们就不再是属于这个世界的灵所控制的，因为我们有神的灵在我们里面。
The Bible also tells us there is a judgment of this world, and the ruler of this world will be cast out.
在圣经里面也明明白白的讲到。这世界会有一个结局，会有一个审判的日子，而且这世界的这个掌权人，这个撒旦魔鬼呢，将来是会被丢在火湖的。
Let's look at this word conformed. It actually expresses the ideal of similarity in character and manners. So in other words, a counterfeit goodness that worships mankind.
在这段经文里头呢，这个效法呢，精确地表达了这个真正的这个敬拜神的这个就是在这个效法呢，精确地表达出了不管是在本性还是样式上面，这个世界的这个看法跟这个属神的看法都有非常类似的地方的。
So Christians should not conform to the prevailing habits, styles, and manners of the world. The people who acknowledge God as the author of all goodness.
基督徒呢，不应该效法这世界上的这个流行的这个习惯、样式，或者是这个做这个世界上的做法，他反而呢因为这些人呢，他不会来认识这不会把这一切好的这个本源呢，都是归于神。
An example might be, we're told we should not say Merry Christmas. We should just say Happy Holidays, Good Season, Hope It Gets Snow.
譬如说这个。我们现在我们已经不讲这个圣诞节，我们把圣诞节讲到说，只是 happy 哈一个快乐的一个季节，祝这个大家有个快乐的季节，而不提这个季节这个庆祝这个主人翁是谁了。
Now I know many will say they're not conformed to this world, but it can be very very subtle.
很多人呢。也许会讲说，我没有效法这世界，但是经常 这是失之毫厘，差之千里的说法。
So, we may ask ourselves, what do we think of first at Christmas? Do we think of worship, or do we think of shopping?
所以我们在这里，我们来问问我们自己，究竟这个圣诞季节呢，我们是要来朝见神的呢，还是我们专心的来想着购物？
Sadly, some Christians have their whole Christmas time spoiled because all they can think about are the many hassles of shopping and getting the perfect gift for someone.
很不幸的呢，有一些基督徒呢，也整个的这个圣诞季节呢，就流连于讲就是怎么样买礼物买好的礼物给朋友给所爱的人，或者说是呢在这个讲到说这个购物的时候呢这些的这一些的麻烦事。
So I think most would agree what you think and your attitudes are influenced by input. We can be shaped by the influences of what we read, what we see, who we listen to, and what does that influence in our life to think about.
我相信我们大家都会同意这个我们所想的会影响我们的这个态度和所做的。那譬如说呢，我们经常我们会被我们所读的书，我们所看见的这个事物，或者是我们和谁来谈话的人，都会影响到我们对这个事情的这个看法的。
Which is why I think Philippians 4:8 is so valuable to remind us. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is pure, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things.
所以在这里有这个在腓立比书第 4章8节这边给我们一段很宝贵的一个提醒，弟兄们，我还有未尽的话，凡是真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的，若有什么德性，若有什么称赞，这些事你们都要思念。
Let me give you a little shortcut here, which the Bible also tells us is to have the mind of Christ. And you know that perfect gifts you're looking for will be to give love to everyone, regardless of what's in the box. Give your love.
让我给你一个最直接的这个方法吧，就是以基督，我们要以基督的心智为心智而且你们都晓得最完美的礼物呢是我们把怎么样把我们的爱来给这个我们所爱的人，而不在乎这盒子里面呢是什么东西。
So this alternative of being conformed is to be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
另外一件事情就是我们怎么样让我们的心意更新而变化呢？
Instead of following the pattern of the world, the Christians must be transformed, changed into a new form of life that follows the pattern of Jesus.
为了不让我们跟随这个世界的脚踪呢，那我们基督徒呢，我们应该都要有一种蜕变的，也就是改变成一个新生的这个样式呢，所以我们可以来跟随着耶稣的脚踪来行呢。
I hope you know that he really wants to transform you into something beautiful. And from here, I can tell that. I can see it already.
我希望你们知道呢，主耶稣基督呢，他真正的是非常希望呢，能够把我们每一个人呢，能够来转变成一个美丽的一样事情。
When I was a kid, if you'd asked me what is one of the most beautiful things in the world, I might have said a monarch butterfly.
当我还是小时候的时候呢，有人问我，我认为这个世界上最美丽的这个东西是什么呢？我那时候我毫不迟疑的讲是 君主斑蝶，一种蝴蝶。
Also at that time, I just couldn't imagine that an ugly worm could be changed into such a beautiful and graceful thing as a butterfly.
在我那个年纪呢，我真的是没有办法来想象一只这么丑陋的这个毛毛虫呢，竟然可以变成。
I now understand God's will is to make the same kind of transformation in our lives.
神他也希望在我把我们啊、原本这么丑陋的这个本性呢，来改蜕变成啊、神所喜悦的美丽的事物。
2 Corinthians 2:17 tells us that. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here.
在哥林多后书第五章十七节这边讲到说呢，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
With that transformation, I can now see this time of year, Jesus as the light of the world that came down from heaven. Even though he started as a helpless baby born in a feeding trough for animals.
经过了这个蜕变之后呢，我现在我可以看见主耶稣基督呢是世界的这个真光，他是从天上而下来为我们而下来的，即使是啊、他出生的时候是一个毫无助的这个啊、这个小婴儿。
Now normally renewing of the mind makes us think of the intellect, but this renewing of the mind suggests a change of the whole man, body and soul.
这个的蜕变呢是从身体跟心灵里面完全的来转换。
And you know when I say man, I'm talking about woman also. It is true that the primary way this transformation of the whole person comes about is by the mind taking God's word, the Bible, in.
这是真实的啊，主要的这个。It is true that the primary way.
So the main way that this transformation comes about is by us reading the Bible.
这个让人可以转变呢，其中的一个主要的这个方法呢，就是读神的这个话语。
D.L. Moody said, "The Scriptures were not given for information; they're given for transformation."
在这个有一位美国著名的神学家穆迪呢，他说过了这么一段啊、非常发人深省的这个话呢。这个神的话语呢，不是给我们知识而已，它是来帮助我们来蜕变的。
So from verse 2, we also see the reason why the heart and mind is renewed is so that we may know and do what is good, pleasing, and perfect will of God.
在第二节这边讲，也就说到呢，为什么我们的心思意念呢啊、我们的心思意念转换之后呢，我们就知道什么是，就可以查验何为上帝的善良、纯全、可喜悦的这个旨意了。
This is a frequent question of Christians. How can I know the perfect will of God for me?
这是一个基督徒经常会问的一个问题。我们怎么知道神的这个美好的心意，给我们的美好心意是什么呢？
So this great transformation that Paul's talking about for Christians is that they should know and delight in and practice whatever is good and acceptable to God.
这个保罗所讲的这个美好的这个转变呢，是每一个这个基督徒都应该要知道，而且是非常喜悦，而且很高兴的啊、能够在生活上实行出来的。
Now I will say this amazing understanding comes not only from the Bible, but also by having a willingness to obey.
这奇异的这个了解神的这个心意呢？ 不仅仅是我们来这个研究这个圣经而读研读圣经而已，而且呢也来自一颗我们愿意来降服在神的这个心。
Actually, this willingness to obey prepares us to more understand His ways.
而且从这两方面呢，我们的这个心思意念呢，更容易预备好去了解神的这个心意。
It's also interesting that the willingness to obey comes from most readily by worshiping.
那很有趣的一件事情就是我们的这个愿意的这个心呢经常呢也更容易因为我们来敬拜神而带入这个进入这个情况的。
So, does knowing God's perfect will mean we all have to quit our regular jobs and go into ministry or become pastors?
难道说这个神美好的这个心意就是要我们每一个人都放弃了我们在世界谋生的这个工作，然后每一个人都像麦克牧师一样全职的这个侍奉者吗？
I would say for some of us yes, and for others no.
我给你的答案是有些人是的，但是有些人不是这样子的。
A young girl once mentioned to her pastor, I cannot stick it out any longer. I'm the only Christian in the factory where I work. I get nothing but mistreatment. It's more than I can stand. I'm going to resign.
有一个年轻的女孩和她的牧师抱怨说呢，我没有办法再忍受下去了。在我工作的地方呢，我是唯一的一个基督徒。那我在那里所得的只不过是人家的嘲笑跟讥讽而已。我没有办法再忍受了，我准备要辞职了。
Will you tell me, ask the pastor, where the lights are placed in your factory? I suppose in dark places, she replied.
这个牧师就问到说呢，告诉我，你们公司的这个灯呢，都是装在什么地方的？那这个年轻的女孩回答说呢，应该都在黑暗处吧。
Yes, and that may be why you have been put in that factory where there is such a spiritual darkness and where there's no other Christian to reflect the light of the Lord.
是的，正因为如此，所以你被放在一个这个公司里面，没有人再愿意来做反映出这个神的这个光，而且是一个属灵。非常黑暗的一个地方，所以神把你放在那个地方。
Remember Ephesians 5:8-10.
在以弗所书五章第八到十节这么说道。
For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light, for the fruit of the light consists of all goodness, righteousness, and truth, and find out what pleases the Lord.
从前你们是暗昧的，但如今在主里面是光明的，行事为人就当像光明的子女，光明所结的果子就是一切良善、公义、诚实，总要查验何为主所喜悦的事。
Before we end here, I want to make a few comments on the rest of chapter 11. What kind of actions may follow when we find out what pleases the Lord?
在我结束这段之前呢，我想就总结几样的这个要点呢，究竟是什么样的行为呢？我们可以来遵守，来荣耀，来使我来讨我们主的喜悦呢？
Verses 3-21, Paul says, "Since we are one body in Christ and individually members of one another, we should love one another with brotherly affection."
保罗说呢，因为我们在主里面，在基督里面呢，是成为一体的。那我们每一个人呢，我们都应该要彼此的这个相亲相爱，要彼此的这个亲热。
This often means contributing to the needs of the brothers and sisters and looking for ways to show each other hospitality.
这也说到是就是 我们对这个有需要的弟兄姐妹呢，我们要彼此的这个帮补，那我们也要对这个远来的这个弟兄姐妹呢一味的款待。
We rejoice with those that rejoice, and we weep with those that weep.
与喜乐的人同喜乐，与哀哭的人要同哭。
Outside the body, we should hate what is evil and hold fast to what is good. Now, I didn't say to hate the people that are doing evil. There's a difference.
在这个主的身体之外呢，我们要厌恶这个邪恶的事情，我们要紧紧抓住好的这个事情。但是在这里呢，我并不是讲我们要恨恶那些做坏事的人，这是有差别的。
I'm sure you've heard the idea that we hate the sinner, hate the sin, but we love the sinner. And finally, Paul would say, if possible, so far as it depends on you, be at peace with all.
我相信大家都听过这句话，我们要恨罪，但是要爱这些罪人。最后呢，如果能行的话呢，总要尽力与众人和睦。
Okay, as I close, back to the idea of Christmas, and it's natural for us to think of giving gifts.
现在我们再回到这个圣诞节的这个现实里面呢，这是很自然的，我们希望把这个礼物送给我们所爱的人。
There's a song I looked for to sing together, but I couldn't find an example of it, so let me share some of the words.
有一首歌呢，我想和大家一起来唱的，但是呢，我找不到这样子的这个一首歌呢，但是我想和大家一起分享这歌里面的一些这个字句。
What can I give to the king? What can I give to the one who has everything?
我能拿什么给一个国王呢？这个国王已经拥有了所有的这个东西。
Give him a heart that's opened up wide. Give him a life that's got nothing to hide.
我们只能把敞开的心来献给他，把我们毫无保留的生命来献给他。
Give him a love that's tender and true.And he'll give it all back to you.
我们把我们最柔软、最真实的爱来献给他，那他会双倍的来回报我们。
Give him all glory, his people on earth. Give him all praises this day of his birth.
我们给这位这个创造世界的主呢，把荣耀都归给他，他的子民在这个地上的子民呢，把所有的赞美也都要归给他。特别是在这个圣诞的这个时候
，Give him all honor in all that we do as he's given his life for you.
我们把所有的荣耀都归给他呢，因为他已经把他的生命来赐给了我们。
So as Christmas gets closer, let's go about the season, picking out gifts for others while we worship and thank God for the means to do that. Remember, even a simple gift given to others in God's love.Is precious.
当我们在敬拜神的时候呢，当我们在感谢神的时候呢，我们仍然可以去买一些礼物，仍然照样的可以去选一些礼物来给所爱的人，因为在有神的爱在里面呢，这些礼物就变得十足的珍贵了。
Go ahead and make plans for family that may be coming, while thanking God for the family that He's given you.If you don't have a family with you now, you should know that you're sitting among your family here.
仍然在这个感谢神的当中呢，仍然这个可以继续计划邀请家人和家人来团聚。纵使如果说你没有家人在这里和你在一起，但是不要忘了，你现在在这个时候。我们都是一家人，在你周围的都是家人。
Go ahead and hang up some nice bright lights, but while you're doing it, worship Jesus as being the light to the world.
当你在庆祝这个感谢这个耶稣是世界这个真光的时候呢，一样同样的，你可以把你的这个 圣诞树装饰的美轮美奂的。
Bottom line, in this season and throughout life, don't forget to give your worship to Christ alone. That's what Christmas is really for.
这个圣诞节之所以是喜乐的呢，就是因为在这个时候呢，我们把一切的这个我们是要来朝见神，要来敬拜神的。
Let's pray.
那我们祷告。
Father, we have to recognize that there are many distractions, especially outside this place where we're meeting. We just pray that we can look through all of those distractions and focus on you, so that whatever we go about, that we're thinking of you and thanking you for your goodness, for your mercy. We just pray that each thing that we put into this season, whether it's a dinner for someone or gifts or just fellowshipping together, that we do it in the spirit of worship to you, that we realize all these good things we have come from you. So we just pray for the rest of this time of the season and in the new year to come, that we really recognize our worship is to you and you alone. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.